So as we are approaching a new year, I think it's good to start off each year with a little thought experiment. I will require your participation for just a moment to begin this sermon. I want you to close your eyes for a second and picture in your mind, I want you to really wait till you have a picture of an ideal Jew. Whoever you or whatever you think of as an ideal Jew, picture that in your mind. Now that you have the picture of the ideal Jew, whether your eyes were closed or open, I want to know, and I have to see by a show of hands, how many of you pictured an old man with a beard? Tell the truth, come on. How many of you pictured a woman? How many of you pictured someone who looks like you? What I learned from this, first of all, is that most of you can't picture anything. But the second part of it is the astonishing frequency with which we picture people who aren't like us. We don't know exactly what an ideal Jew is, but we know it's not me. Whoever me is. I mean, I experience this as a rabbi all the time. People will always tell me what bad Jews they are. All the time. Just like when people see me in the supermarket, they hide their shopping carts. Oh, hi, Rabbi, I'm going this way. As though that's my, I mean, I remember this from the time I was a kid. Because my father was a rabbi, people would come up to me in synagogue, and they would say, "Are you Rabbi Wolpe's son?" I'd say, "Yes, I'm Rabbi Wolpe's son." They'd say, "You know, I used to keep kosher." Say, "Lady, I'm 6 years old. I don't care. Take it up with my father." He probably doesn't care either, but take it up with him. But we have a deep need to confess how bad we are at being Jews. And we think of someone who is unlike us as being the Jew that we should be. I think that is why in this morning's Torah portion it says, Lo bashamayim hi velo be'ever layam. It's not up in the heavens, the Torah, and it's not across the sea. Think for a minute of the import behind those metaphors. What's the intent here? It's not too high for you. It's not impossible for you to attain. And it's not what people have over there. In other words, it's here. It's among you. And since I think we can all agree that there is no such creature and never has been as an ideal Jew, Moses sins, David sins, Abraham sins, Sarah sins, I mean, pick your Jew, they all sin. Since there is no ideal Jew, what that means is everybody will fulfill some things and not others. And even though I know what you expect from a rabbi before Rosh Hashanah is to try to make you feel bad, to tell you all the things you do wrong, I'm trying a different strategy. I want to tell you how you're better Jews than you think you are. First of all, you're here. Of how many Jews this morning can that be said? Now, you'll say to yourself, you see, you're already doing it, but I'm only here for the bar mitzvah. I can already hear in your mind, as though that disqualifies you from the merit of being in synagogue. But you're still, so you came to celebrate a bat mitzvah. That's a mitzvah in itself. You don't get to disqualify the mitzvah because you're the one who did it. It still counts. And all the things that you do, whether it is supporting tzedakah, and I'll say something about that in a second, or enabling our school to sustain itself by acting in leadership roles in the school or the synagogue or a charity or in the community or by contributing or by coming to synagogue to help other people celebrate or by going to funerals to help comfort the mourners, all the things that you do, reading and caring about the news for Israel, It's not as though that doesn't count and it only matters if you keep kosher. That's not the way the tradition works. In fact, there are at least three times as many rules about how you should use your money as there are about what you should put in your mouth. If you have a choice between a Jew who keeps kosher and never gives a penny to people in need, and a Jew who eats everything but supports communal institutions, I know which one I would choose. Because without the support of communal institutions, without feeding people who are in need, what are we here for? Are we here just so that we can eat certain things? Now, please don't leave here saying, Rabbi Wolpe said, it doesn't matter if you don't keep kosher, just contribute to the synagogue. The point is, being an ideal Jew is unattainable, and you should count what you do as though it counts. Instead of always measuring the things that you don't do and saying, therefore, I'm a bad Jew. I hope I don't embarrass him, and I won't be able to tell because he's sitting behind me, but right before Shabbat yesterday, I had a conversation with Shariar Shuhed, who is sitting behind me, and he said, this year, Sova, which is the Jewish food pantry, is really in trouble. We need somebody to stand in front of the congregation and remind them that when they get their bag on Rosh Hashanah, they really have to bring it full of food, and during the week, during business hours, that they can drop off food at the landing dock. And who do you think might be in front of the congregation that could say that? So I said, of course I will. But if you leave here and you remember and you bring a can of food, that can that's been sitting in your pantry for a year because one day you're going to make that asparagus couscous, right? But maybe you could actually contribute it to those who are in need, and you'll buy another can. If you remember to do that, that is, even though it's not so hard to do, it's a great mitzvah to feed people who are hungry. It's not a small thing. You don't get to do that and then say, oh, I'm a bad Jew, because even though I gave food, I actually didn't make last Shabbat's services. Because if we reimagine what it is to be a good Jew, then maybe we'll do more of what it is to be good Jews. Maybe we'll recognize that, you know, I know it's very hard actually to keep in mind on Monday that you were going to bring food and you resolved to do it on Shabbat morning. Not so easy. Because believe me, Monday will come and you will be swamped with things to do. But if you remember, that's huge. It's not negligible. It's not unimportant. Think about what it means. It may mean for you that you have to drive out of your way for a couple minutes and you have to drop off some cans or some boxes or whatever it is, but on the other end of the line of that mitzvah, it means someone will eat. In a year in which soup kitchens and food pantries are having a very tough time getting people to contribute because of the economic downturn. But I would wager a lot that there isn't a home in this represented in this shul this morning that if I went into, I couldn't find something that you wouldn't miss that you could contribute to the food pantry. If you do that, then you can think to yourself, I finished off 5771 being a pretty good Jew. And then you can go out and celebrate with a kosher lunch. Lo bashamayim hi, it's not all the way up there to observe the Torah. The lo me'aver la'yam, and it's not only what people do in Jerusalem, but they don't do in Westwood. We can do it too. And you do. To show someone kindness, which I hope you do in one way or another every single day, it's a mitzvah. To teach children is a mitzvah. To come to synagogue is a mitzvah. Instead of thinking of it as a zero-sum game, that is, either you do it or you don't do it, think of it as additive. If you have three kosher meals and the fourth meal is not kosher, it's not as though, ugh, now the first three don't count. It's the same foolish psychology that people use on diets. I dieted for a week, but Saturday night I had chocolate cake and now the week doesn't count. The world doesn't work that way. If it did, we'd all be failures all the time, because every time we failed once, we would consider everything a failure. We're builders. We're adding. We're doing more, and we will fall back, and then we can do more again. Remember what Franz Rosenzweig said. When someone asks you if you perform a mitzvah, don't say no. Say not yet. But you have to mean it. You can't just go around saying, not yet, not yet, not yet, right? In other words, you have to seek always to build. So if you didn't contribute to SOVA last year, contribute this year. You still have a couple days before the year is over, and you will have done a mitzvah that you didn't do last year. If you contributed last year, contribute a little bit more. If you didn't join a synagogue last year, join one this year. If you made no gesture towards prayer, come to the minyan. Come once, come five times, come once a week, come once a month, do something, and you will be growing. Lo bashamayim hi. It's not in the sky. It's not across the sea. God doesn't call us to be ideal. God's not that unrealistic. God just calls us to be better. And there's no one who can't be better. You don't have to be best, just better. And in order to be better, you do not have to morph into an old man with a beard. Which is, by the way, not to say anything against old men with beards. Some of my best friends are old men with beards. But you can be you and still be the Jew that God wishes for you to be. Step by step, year by year, mitzvah by mitzvah. Because if it's not up in the sky and it's not across the sea, that means it's right here. Shabbat Shalom.